Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe, and thank you so much for listening into today's episode. Today, I want to talk about what to snack on when cravings hit. So this is going to be a really, really good, interesting episode. Typical No Diet Babe episode, okay? No surprises here. What to snack on when cravings hit. Really funny topic for you guys. If you're just tuning in for the first time to this podcast, the No Diet Babe Manifesting Doll podcast, you'll be quite surprised at what I have to say about what to snack on when cravings hit. So just be prepared. Now, also, you guys, I just wanted to make a special announcement that I'm really excited about. I've got a flash sale going on at the moment, a flash sale on my No Diet Babe Academy. Now, the No Diet Babe Academy is as an amazing academy to learn about my way of teaching about weight loss, eating psychology, law of attraction, etc. It's a very comprehensive course which teaches you all the reasons why you struggle around food and your weight. So typically this program is for the yo-yo dieters out there. It's for the yo-yo dieters. What is a yo-yo dieter? Okay, so you know you're a yo-yo dieter if your weight fluctuates all the time. You fluctuate so easily. So you've got multiple sizes in your closet. You're always trying to figure out how to lose weight or keep it off. You're always thinking about your weight. You're always thinking about dieting. You're always worried about how much food you've eaten. You're always striving to eat better. You're always thinking, I'll start again on Monday. You're always on the lookout for the next solution to your weight loss. You're always on the lookout. You're always keeping an eye out on dieting plans. You're thinking, cool, let me follow this meal plan. Let me follow what this other person eats. Let me try this. Let me do that. You're always fluctuating. You struggle around constant cravings. You feel addicted to sugar. You're anxious about your weight. You're anxious around food because if you feel like somebody brings muffins to work or chocolate, you're like, damn it, now you're sabotaging my diet. These are the kind of things that I used to be. And I was an emotional eater. I was a yo-yo dieter. I was binge eating or I was dieting. It was all or nothing. There was no in between. There was no balance, right? The No Diet Babe Academy is for you. What you're going to learn in the No Diet Babe Academy is how to let go of the dieting mindset. I teach you how to develop more of an intuitive mindset without falling for emotional eating. So with intuitive eating, typically if you're struggling with emotional eating, meaning what is an emotional eater? An emotional eater is somebody who is using food to meet some unmet needs. And that could be as subtle as eating when you're bored or needing constant stimulation or needing food to help you wind down, right? Or needing food to fill in the time. If you're constantly snacking, you know, that's a sign of an emotional eater. Someone who's always hungry is, you're not biologically, you're not meant to be always hungry, okay? There's something going on there. So somebody who feels like they're addicted to sugar, that's a trait of an emotional eater. Somebody who just needs, like, feels like they need to go to the fridge all the time, right? When they're filling in time, when they're bored, let me just walk over to the fridge and see what food there is. That's another typical sign. Somebody that just wants to munch on something. Somebody that munches on food mindlessly while they watch TV. These kinds of things are the common type of things of an emotional eater. Now, there's different types of emotional eating. Of course, there's more subtle types that people who don't even have a weight issue or don't have to worry about their weight might be doing, but it's not an issue for them. So there's always different ranges, different scales of emotional eating. So it's just whether or not it's an issue for you. And if it is, if you feel like you're struggling around it, then the No Diet Babe Academy is perfect for you. And there's Law of Attraction videos on there. There's like multiple, there's four modules with multiple videos. There's worksheets, there's meditations, there's everything. Like, it has a module on emotional eating. It has a module on mindful eating and intuitive eating, how to feel into your fullness. It has a module on why, you know, low calorie diets have damaged your metabolism, how to heal your metabolism and all of that. Like, there is so much stuff in that academy that's going to help you transform your mind, body, and soul, right? You're going to lose weight, stop binge eating. One of the quickest things that happen when people do this course is that they stop binge eating and they stop eating emotionally. And they tell me that once they learn this knowledge, they can't unlearn it. It's like their whole life is changed. They're just mind blown because they'll never look at food and weight in the same way once they do this course. So I really feel like more women need to know this stuff. So I'm offering 50% off this course, 50% off for only a limited time. So pretty much just for the next 5 days. So for the next 5 days, you can get the No Diet Babe Academy for 50% off. So anyway, what today's topic is what to snack on when cravings hit. So this is really, really important, you guys, because I love to scan Facebook groups and I like to see the things that people talk about and see if there's anything I can help out with, and seeing how people talk and perceive about food and weight loss. And I find it so, so interesting when people only focus on nutrition when it comes to weight loss. And yes, nutrition makes up obviously a huge part of weight loss. But if you guys follow me, you know that our actions, I'm going to like say this really, really intently, right? Our actions come from our thoughts and feelings and beliefs, right? So if your actions aren't aligning with the outcome that you want, stop trying to just focus on your actions. You have to change where the actions come from. Actions come from thoughts. This is just science, guys. Actions come from thoughts. Yeah, your brain. Your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, your brain, and who you are as a person, your identity. That's where actions come from. And changing all of those things is a deeper process, and it's not just a surface level thing where you think, I'm going to change my habits. There's more to it than that. And that's why so many people struggle and self-sabotage. So let's talk about this common thing where people are like, What do I snack on when cravings hit? And it's like, what are you saying there, right? What does this even mean? What to snack on when cravings hit? And it's like, okay, so what this person who is like, what do I snack on when cravings hit? What are they saying? Okay, what they're saying is that obviously, let's just assume that this person is trying to lose weight. Even if they're not, it's like the outcome is still going to be the same. Like the process is still the same, right? But for this purpose of this exercise or this podcast episode, let's just say that this is a person that wants to lose weight and they're asking what to snack on when cravings hit. So what they're pretty much saying here is that they're craving foods that are going to sabotage their ability to lose weight. Now, let's talk about this even more, because it's like, if we're going to talk about whether or not foods are good or bad or foods are fattening and not fattening, well, hang on a second. There is not one food in itself that is more fattening than another in itself. It's like in the sense that I could eat chocolate and if I'm in a calorie deficit, I'll still lose weight. So then how can I say that chocolate is fattening? It's not correct to say that. Chocolate is pretty energy dense. So yes, I'm going to have a hard time losing weight if I choose to eat a family size block of chocolate each day. Why am I going to have a hard time losing weight if I eat a family size chocolate per day? Well, because I know that chocolate isn't really going to make me feel as satisfied and as full than if I was to, say, eat a cup of brown rice with some chicken breast and vegetables. That's going to make me feel more satisfied. Or say if I bake a potato and I put some stuff on this baked potato, that's going to make me feel more satisfied than a family-sized block of chocolate. A family-sized block of chocolate is going to make me feel sick, basically, and would definitely mean that I'm eating emotionally. But it's like, okay, so then if you eat the meal, but you're still able to eat a family-sized block of chocolate, there's definitely something else going on there that you need to look at. So then it's like, okay, so let's look at this scenario again. So then that chocolate in itself isn't fattening, because I could have a dinner of like rice, veggies, meat, or say like, because I'm gluten-free, I'm saying rice. Or I could have a gluten-free sandwich and a salad, or I could have a baked potato with some shredded beef or pork or whatever and some vegetables. You know what I mean? I have that dinner. Maybe I'll have a glass of wine and then I'm done. Okay, so then say you've had your dinner and then a craving hits. You're watching TV and a craving hits. What do I snack on that's not going to sabotage my weight? And it's like, cool, it's great to give that advice. I'm so happy for all the people out there that give that advice on what to snack on. Well, what do you feel like eating? Well, I feel like eating a bag of chips, or I feel like eating some sort of dessert like a brownie or a cheesecake or whatever. And it's like, okay, so like, sure, you don't want to think that you can't have these foods because they're fattening or whatever, but at the same time, what is the total sum of your energy intake that day? Because it's like your energy intake for that day will determine whether or not you're in a surplus, you're maintaining, or you're in a deficit, right? So it isn't necessarily about saying, oh, like there's allowed foods and there's foods that you're not allowed to have. It's like just understanding that whether or not you're losing or gaining is to do with whether you're in a surplus, you're maintaining, or a deficit, right? And it's the majority of people tend to go in quite a large deficit, which is why they struggle, because their body adapts to this large deficit. Yeah, but that's like covered in so many other podcast episodes, so I'm not going to go into that. But it's like, what do you snack on? And it's like, there's so much to consider here. It's like, first of all, does this person have a habit of eating mindlessly, eating emotionally? You know what I mean? And if they're saying to you, well, what to snack on? We'll just snack on celery sticks because celery sticks don't have a lot of calories. And then, yeah, you won't sabotage your diet or chop up some, like, you know, have some hummus and some cheese, like not cheese, like carrot and celery sticks and munch on that. Cool. Practically, that sounds like, yeah, okay. They're going to still eat something, but they're not going to be in a calorie surplus because of they're snacking on that. Or like, I don't know, some people will be like, snack on some fruit because fruit is, you're still having some sugar, but it's more low calorie than if you were to sit there and eat ice cream or that brownie or that cheesecake. So you can have practical tips. Yes, you can have practical tips about what to snack on. Or like some people will be like, have some, you know, have some protein or have some fat or whatever makes you feel fuller, whatever, like, whatever they, you know, whatever they're going to say. There's so many different things that you could say. So it's like all of this practical advice, yeah, that is important and that helps to help. The goal is that this person who wants to lose weight ends up in a deficit, yeah? So they're ending up in a consistent deficit and they end up losing weight. That's what it's all about, right? Now, the thing is that that concerns me is the lack of education around how a person's psychology and the way that they eat actually impacts their ability to lose weight via their hormones. So like their hunger and fullness hormones. So I was the type of person where even if I was in a calorie surplus, I still felt deprived around food. And because I felt deprived around food, I was constantly hungry. Because I was constantly hungry, I was constantly experiencing cravings and I constantly had the desire to snack. Even though I wasn't in a deficit and sometimes I was in a surplus and sometimes I was gaining, yet I still felt this this desire to keep on eating and it was uncomfortable. And then I had to try and counteract that discomfort with dieting and with this advice of what to snack on when cravings hit. So what I did then was to counteract the excessive cravings, I would constantly snack on low calorie foods, okay? I would constantly snack on low calorie foods, i.e. things that dieters eat. So vegetables, fruits, I don't know. I can't even remember. You name it. Anything low calorie, right? The typical things that you're told by dieting things that are free foods or whatever. But it wasn't about that. Yeah. It wasn't about that. It was about the emotion that I had around it. It was like I couldn't get enough and I constantly felt uncomfortable and I constantly felt like I could never get enough. And it always was about, I want this, but I shouldn't want it. And that was like shitty. And I didn't realize it because, well, majority of people live life like that. They're in a constant battle of, I feel like eating this, but I shouldn't eat this. And so therefore, I'm going to force myself not to eat it, even though I really want it. And then every now and again, you don't have enough willpower, so you give in and then you feel guilty about it. And it's like, guys, there's more to it than this. You've got to get to the root causes of why you do what you do. And yes, there is importance of practical advice on what to snack on when cravings hit. But it's like, why don't you ask yourself why you have that craving? You know what I mean? Instead of what to snack on, it's like if you've eaten enough for that day or if you know that you're not losing weight and you're finding it hard to find a way to lose weight, why are you having cravings? Why do you have so much brain space dedicated to thinking about this type of food, whatever it is you're craving. And then you'll be like, oh, it's because of my environment. No, it's not. It's about your awareness of the environment. Because I guarantee you that you see trees every day in your environment, but you're not fucking thinking about trees all the time. Yet when you pass a bakery, you'll think about what's in the bakery. Yeah? You see trees every day. You're not thinking, ooh, I think I might think about a tree right now, like obsess over this tree. No, there's not a strong emotional attachment to the tree. And oh no, I shouldn't be thinking about a tree right now. Oh man, I'm thinking about a tree. Let me figure out how I'm going to stop thinking about this tree. Yet when your environment is a bakery, you might be like, don't think about the stuff in the bakery. Don't think about the brownie. Don't think about the brownie. Stop thinking about the brownie. Oh, I'm craving a brownie. Oh my God, what am I going to have now? Let me go find something healthy to eat. It's not your environment. It's the way you react to your environment and the way that your brain is filtering information that's in your environment and your emotional attachment to these foods that you keep on craving, right? You don't have a strong emotional attachment to other things in your environment. They're in your vicinity. They're in your awareness, yet you don't see them. You don't pay attention to them because your brain's filtering stuff. Yeah, and it's filtering these foods that you're trying to avoid because you have a strong emotional attachment to them, because you find them really alluring because you think you shouldn't want them. Yeah, so that's really, really important to understand that there's so much more to it than just saying, here's what you need to snack on when a craving's hit, when a craving hits. Because it's like you're not actually fixing, you're not getting to the root of why you struggle, and therefore you'll spend your whole life living as a dieter. Yes, you may live your whole life being a healthy weight, and you might have a good everything. You know what I mean? You might cruise along. Like, there are loads of people out there who are like fitness professionals. They're like even influences and whatever, and but they operate from a dieting mindset. So they're constantly just, they'll have an awareness of these things and then they'll just keep fighting it. They keep fighting it. And that's fine if they want to live like that. And there are people out there who can successfully maintain their weight like that. But if you've struggled around your weight like I did, and you saw countless personal trainers, you did countless programs, you did countless challenge 12-week challenges or whatever the fuck they are. You did all that and you still yo-yo up and down. You have to look deeper. You have to look deeper because you are literally doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And you're blaming yourself. You're blaming your willpower. And it isn't about that. There is a smarter way to do this. There is such a smarter way to do this. And that's what I created the academy for, okay? Is to help you stop this insane relationship that you have with food. You need to heal your relationship to food. You need to operate from self-love and compassion. You need to learn how to overcome your binge eating and yo-yo dieting habits. And I teach you through the academy. There's online videos. So what happens when you sign up? You sign up and the email comes out sometimes straight away. Sometimes it just takes a little bit to arrive to your inbox. And then you click on the link to register. You register with your unique username and password to log into my website. Okay. Then you log into the website, you're able to view and download the videos and you get to get started with week one. And then you view the videos, you download the worksheet, you start working on the worksheet. And then there's four modules, there's bonuses, and the bonuses have like meditations and other guides in there to help you along your journey, okay? So it's an amazing, amazing course. Heaps of women have done the course and love the course. So there's meditations, there's like a cravings care worksheet, you guys. So instead of being like, when I have a craving, what do I snack on? You go through the process on the cravings care worksheet and you do the cravings care meditation, right? And then there's also like a post binge meditation. So this is really important for when you have eaten too much food and you do have these repeating thoughts come up of like, I feel really bad, like what have I done and now I'm going to gain weight, and just do this meditation to calm you down. Then there's like the BFF yourself, letting feelings flow meditation. So this is for you when you're feeling really sensitive and emotional and you have so many emotions that you really want to eat to calm them down. Do the meditation instead of eating, right? Then just like I have loads of like resources on there, and a couple of like just like meal plans that you can use that are just to kind of broaden your mindset around this way of eating. But mainly it's more about learning to become more of an intuitive eater whilst also understanding the practical aspects of your energy intake in order to lose weight without damaging your metabolism, right? So what I always teach about, just like way more in depth, way more able to implement into your life. So anyway, you guys, the link is in the show notes and also on Instagram, and the links will be around. And 50% off for the next 5 days, the No Diet Babe Academy. Get onto it, do that work, because it's really, really important that you don't just keep on trying to use a band-aid effect, right? A band-aid effect to try and cover up these constant cravings that you have, and you actually get to the root causes through psychology and law of attraction to actually have a permanent solution to this issue. So you don't constantly feel like you're having to use your willpower. It's like, yes, there's a certain amount of willpower, but it's what you're doing is beyond that. It's beyond that. So it's really important to understand that there's so much more to the way that you perceive food and the way that you make decisions around food, and so that you can actually lose weight without feeling like you're depriving yourself. And there's a lot about that in this course. So anyway, you guys, thanks for tuning in today. I love you guys. And don't forget to send me a screenshot of yourself, like of the podcast, if you've been listening in, and to tag me in it so I can see who's been listening and so I can connect with you guys and say hi, because I love hearing from you guys. So thanks again for tuning in. Love you guys. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.